This is WMRA's Not Yet Named New Show, a community conversation about creativity. I'm Martha Woodruff, and I'm here to tell you that my own creative juices were recently revved up by a luncheon special at Mary Catherine Brolick and her husband Don's Stone Soup Books in Waynesboro. So I asked Stone Soup chef Laura Bone Cash to come talk with us about that special in particular and Stone Soup in general. Chef at Stone Soup Books.
That sounds strange.
Well, everybody thinks, well, why do you have a chef at a bookstore? Well, it's not just a bookstore. It's way more of a restaurant now than it was intended to be. And we started with the idea of this bookstore with maybe some food and maybe some coffee. And their daughter said, and you have to have chocolate chip cookies. So these little pieces and ideas kept building. And Mary Catherine built this beautiful kitchen in this gorgeous old house and kept saying, if I build it, she will come. And so we got together and started talking, and I had all these great ideas about what we could do.
Such as, you remember?
Well, lots of goat cheese and walnuts and, you know, interesting things, blue cheese and fun things, all kinds of fancy specials. And at that point, they were looking at just more of a muffins and maybe tea and coffee and maybe some packaged sandwiches and salads. So I made her up a menu, and she said, okay, let's do this. So we had a
just
tasting.
Just like that.
Yes, we had a tasting, and it was a big menu, and I thought, oh, she'll just choose, you know, three or four things. She said, we'll take it. And it has kept developing into more than we planned as the years go by, which is really fun.
What's been your relationship with food?
Well, I've always loved food. I mean, I remember being a young teenager and having a neighbor who really encouraged me. She'd buy me cookbooks and for my birthday, every year for Christmas. And I remember reading like Water for Chocolate and cooking the things in the book and getting other Mexican recipe books and making empanadas and all these delicious things that I read about. And it was so fun. And then as I got older, I decided I wanted to be an occupational therapist.
Okay.
And
this there that makes perfect sense. Not
yes.
What I was expecting, but okay.
Yeah. And was accepted at Shenandoah University with a wonderful scholarship for 4 years. And in May of my senior year of high school, decided I don't want to do that. I'm going to go to culinary school. And everyone was just falling on the floor, shocked. You know, don't do that. You know, you're going to throw your life away. You need a real education. I said, no, I don't want to do that. So I applied and was accepted at culinary school in Rhode Island, Johnson & Wales University. And I worked at the Olympics the summer before I went to school and had a fabulous time.
Is that the Atlanta?
The Atlanta Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It was an exciting time. And then, you know, I was in culinary school and worked for a wonderful catering company up in New England and learned a lot from that catering company. And
brought you to Waynesboro?
I grew up in Waynesboro.
All right. What brought you back to Waynesboro?
After I graduated from college, I, you know, realized how much I missed Waynesboro because, you know, you grow up in a small town. You cannot wait to get out. You just can't. And then you move away to a big city and sometimes you love it and sometimes you don't. And I didn't. I loved being in a small town where my parents were very nearby and my friends were in college near here. So I loved being home. And so I moved back home to Waynesboro and worked at Wintergreen and worked at a Whole Foods Market as their pastry chef and really enjoyed it. It was nice to be home and to be around people that I had grown up with, you know, our local people, not just my friends, but the local people of Waynesboro. It was comfortable.
Okay. Stone Soup Books is, I don't feel as though I am eating in a restaurant. I feel as though I'm eating in somebody's very interesting home.
Somebody's home, yes.
And how does that translate into the menu and the food?
Well, we try to push the envelope a little bit in Waynesboro. I mean, I always go back to goat cheese because, you know, I don't think people knew what it was, at least the people that started coming in. You know, it's such a part of what I eat all the time. I said, well, what do you mean you don't know what goat cheese is, or you don't know what brie is even, you know? So I think we put some things on the menu and created a space that that was very unique. And no one else was doing that in Waynesboro.
Uh-huh.
No one else had a bookstore or a cafe like we did, mm-hmm. Even just the space. So our menu really matches that. Nobody else is doing the food that we are doing and doing local and doing everything homemade. I think it's just a really unique spot where you can do unique things, and I can come up with whatever I want to and put it on the menu that day. So whatever is growing, yeah, that's what we're going to be eating. If it's spinach, then yes, spinach will be in all three courses tonight. If it's strawberries, yes, you will have strawberries for, you know, your appetizer, your entree, and dessert. So whatever we've got, you know, growing in the garden from our farmers, that's what goes on the plate. And a little goat cheese, too.
I asked you here today because I had lunch at Stone Soup and got served this absolutely fabulous goat cheese tart with this divine cornmeal crust. And I asked you here today because I wanted to get this recipe out, you know, and then to talk about it. How did you come up with this? Where did this come from?
From epicurious.com, which is Gourmet Magazine's website. And I use it very often, if not for the exact recipe, for ideas and inspiration. And this is a tart that I've been making for many years. And it just kind of fits into so many different menus and so many different parties and events. And you can serve it as an entree. You can serve it as an appetizer. Every part of it is so tasty. I love the crunchy crust and the creamy custard and the bright cherry tomatoes. It's beautiful. I wish everyone could see it right now.
I know you said we emailed back and forth and you said, here's the recipe, but I don't promise I ever follow it.
Right.
So what do you do? I mean, you know, you're not there measuring and you're throwing in a pinch of this, a pinch of that.
I don't measure. Like I said, I'm not very good at following recipes. Usually the first time I make a dish, I will follow the recipe just so I know how it comes out as written. And then I'll tweak it a little bit. It needs a little more butter. It needs more salt. It could really use a bunch of fresh basil. It'd be better with yellow pear tomatoes. I mean, if you make it the correct recipe written way the first time, then you can fiddle with it and change it to how you want it to be.
That's where the creativity comes in. This is a show about creativity.
Good.
Laura, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Chef Laura Bon Cash of Waynesboro's Stone Soup Books. You'll find the basic recipe for that goat cheese cherry tomato tart with cornmeal crust that lit up my lunch at Stone Soup Books recently on our website, WMRA.org.